best.
Thank you. You're awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, guys, we're coming down the home stretch here. So here's what we're going to do. Because we got two more speakers left, I'm going to jump right into my topic. Okay, so here's the deal. You heard the word leverage a lot today, right? Leverage. How many of you guys would like to have hundreds of presentations going on in your business on a daily basis? Show of hands. All right. So this is about leverage. This is about real estate. He or she that has the most real estate in ACN makes the most money, meaning he or she that has presentations happening all over the world is going to make the most money in ACN. So I'm going to go through with you how to properly present the ACN opportunity and how to teach your people how to do the same. And here's what I want to tell you. Less is more. The less you say, the more you make. If you keep it simple and duplicatable, you will have hundreds, if not thousands of people out there presenting the ACN business. If you don't keep it simple, it's only going to be you and a few other handful of people presenting. And that's not the name of the game that we're in. The name of the game of our business is distribution. He or she that has the biggest team will make the most money. He or she that has the biggest team has the largest customer base. So with that said, let me jump into this here. So when you're doing a presentation, I don't care if it's a live Zoom meeting. I don't care if it is a live Zoom meeting or a regular presentation. You want to keep it simple. Give me 1 second here. I'm having some technical issues. See if I can move this up or down. All right, I may have to leave it this way. All right, so here's the deal. When you're presenting to people, guys, first things first, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So the meeting before the meeting is really, 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 really important. So prior to any presentation, prior to any meeting, you want to make sure that people are doing confirmation calls. So I'm reaching out to the people attending. If you can mute yourself out, that'd be great. I'm reaching out to all the people that will be attending and I'm doing a confirmation call. Why do we do the confirmation calls? Look, most people forget about coming to a Zoom meeting. They forget about coming to a PBR. And write this down. Your urgency is not their emergency. It's a big deal for you, but it's not a big deal for them. You just invited them to a meeting. So very important that a confirmation call is done. Now, when they get to the meeting, whether it's live or whether it's a regular Zoom presentation, if you're doing a private PBR, whatever it is, you just want to make sure you meet the people, ask questions, find out a little bit about them. What do you do for a living? How old are you? How many kids do you have? Break the bread, man. Make them feel comfortable. That is a big, big, big deal. You don't just want to walk up and present the ACN opportunity. It just doesn't, it's not a feel good. All right. So once you've done that, you want to start telling your story. Now, here's the deal. You want to be brief when you are doing this. A presentation, in my opinion, if you're doing it on Zoom, should last no longer than 20 minutes. I've seen people do it in 10 minutes. I've done it in 15 minutes, but no longer than 20 minutes. All right, you want to keep it really simple. But in the beginning, you need to relate to your audience. And how do we relate to our audience? We call them Me Toos. Please write that down, Me Toos. What is a Me Too? Well, prior to ACN, I was a social worker. Prior to ACN, I was in corporate America. Prior to ACN, I was a business owner. Prior to ACN, I had a job, right? Most people will say me too. You can also say, I hated my job. I was living paycheck to paycheck. Guess what they're thinking? Me too. That's what you want. You're trying to relate to people. You're not trying to win over them. You're trying to win them over. All right? You want to say some me toos. Now, here's what is not a me too. Prior to ACN, I was successful. I've always been successful. I've always made a lot of money. I've never had any issues, no problems. You just lost the room. You might as well not even present. They can't relate to you. All right? So you're always the bad guy, and the people you're presenting to are always the good people. I hated my job. I was living paycheck to paycheck. I needed another stream of income. Me too. And then I got exposed to this opportunity. And then I met my mentor. However, your story. But you want to take 2 to 3 minutes with your story, guys. You don't want to be telling your story for 8 minutes, 5 minutes. People really don't care. You just want to relate to them. And then you want to get into the content. And all you want to do is read the information. Read the paper. Now, you don't have to think of any eloquent way to do it. You don't have to try to sound like a James Adams. Just be yourself. So let's go through it. ACN is the world's largest direct seller of telecommunications, energy, and essential services in the world. We've been featured in Inc. We've been featured in the Private Titans. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. DSA Association, we're a documented company. Next slide, we're a services provider. We specialize in customer acquisition. We started a company in 1993. We're in 27 countries, 5 continents. We did over $4 billion in revenue and growing, and we've acquired millions and millions of customers. Next slide. Pretty simple, right? Once we get to the next slide, we offer essential services, wireless services, high-speed internet, bundle services, television. Now, if you want to get into detail and depth with some of the services, you can. Because if you're in an energy market, you might want to highlight that service. Or if you're marketing healthcare, you want to highlight that service. So I do tell people, look, you can get free gas and electricity. By getting 12 people to sign up for our electricity or gas service outside of your home, your gas can be free. We offer healthcare services, and you can tell your story. In our business, facts tell, stories sell. I was paying Blue Cross Blue Shield $1,400 a month. I got on Impact Health Sharing. I now pay $513 a month. $12,000 a year savings. My annual physicals are free. We're saving people a ton of money on Impact Health Sharing. We offer home security through Vivint. We do credit card processing for businesses. We have a travel service called TrueVee. And we even have identity theft protection. Now, if you want to get specific with some of the services, you can do that. But don't spend a lot of time on every single service. People won't remember a lot of this stuff, guys. You just want to get to the base of the information. You also want to talk about Project Feeding Kids. Every time someone becomes a customer through you and they pay their bill, a child gets fed in your local area. That's pretty awesome, right? Let's go to the next one. We also offer free service. You can talk about free Flash Mobile, free gas and electricity, free identity theft. This is our business model. We don't use traditional methods of marketing to acquire customers. We don't do TV ads, telemarketing, mass mailing. We cut the expensive forms of advertising out and take the services directly to the consumer. Simple. Next slide. All right, now how do you become a business owner with ACN? It's a one-time training fee of $299 and a $25 a month business support fee. What do you get for that? You get your own personalized website. You get training and marketing materials. 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week customer support, complete tracking from ACN, and you also get ACN rewards. Really simple. So all you do is direct people to your site. They figure out whatever service they want to save money on. You assist them in becoming a customer, and ACN takes care of the rest. I have literally done this presentation in 5 minutes. Remember, less is more. The less you say, the more you make. What you want people to think when you're done the presentation is, man, is that it? I can do this. I can do this. Let's talk about the ways that we get paid. The first way is called personal monthly customer bonuses. What does that mean? We're going to pay you upfront money for acquiring customers. When you go out and get your first 5 services, that's going to trigger a $200 bonus. And for every additional 3 services you acquire afterwards, you're going to earn a $200 bonus per occurrence. Now, you might want to explain that, go into detail in depth. Sometimes I'll say, hey, once you get your first 5, after you get 3 services, that's a $200 bonus. Get 3 services the next day, another $200 bonus. 3 services next week, another $200 bonus. No limit to how many customers you can get. No limit to how much bonus money you can earn with our company. Let's talk about the next way we get paid. Personal residual income. All this means is doing something once and getting paid over and over and over again. When you go out and acquire customers, every month when that person pays their bill, you're going to earn anywhere from 3 to 20% of that customer's bill for the life of them using that service, month after month, year after year. Let's talk about the third way that we get paid. Overriding customer acquisition bonuses, meaning not only will we pay you upfront money for acquiring customers, we're going to allow you to introduce other people to the business and pay you upfront money when they acquire customers. So if you introduce someone to the company, they go out and get their initial services, they're going to get a $200 bonus. But because you brought them to the table, we're going to pay you anywhere from $50 upwards to $450 per person, depending upon what position you hold with the company. Now, you want to be really descriptive when you explain this. because you want to act like you're talking to a third grader. They should be able to understand this. This is how simple it should be. Let's talk about the fourth and final way we get paid. It's called overriding residual income, meaning not only will we pay you a lifelong income on the customers you sign up, we'll pay you a lifelong income on the customers your team acquires. So let's say you introduce me to the company. I'm on your team. I go out and get customers. I'm going to earn up 20%. But because you brought me to the table, ACN is going to pay you 4% of all of my customers. And we're going to pay you that 4% five levels removed from you. And you can explain five levels. All right. But again, the new person has no idea what that really means. So you don't have to get too much into detail and depth about it. Now, there are corporate earned positions with our company. First is called executive team leader. You get here by acquiring 30 customers. You can do it yourself, or you can build a team. We'll count your team's total customers. Either way, if you have a start date in the month of January, you hit this position in 30 days or less, there's a $500 bonus paid out to you for doing that. Next level is called RC. Get here by building a customer base of 200 customers, bonuses increase. Now, I don't go through every position, but here's what I'll say. If you move to the right of our compensation plan, you'll earn increased customer acquisition bonuses, increased residual income, and you can qualify for all expenses paid vacations on ACN's dime. Look, if you go through every single position, it means absolutely nothing to the new person. They don't know what that means. They have most people are visual. They got to see the tentacles and all the other stuff. So just get to two positions and just say move to the right. All right. Now, the most important part of what we do here is the training and the support. We will show you how to get a customer. We'll show you how to build a team. We do all different types of training. We have virtual training events that we do weekly. We have live training events. We have an Elevate event coming up in Dallas, Texas. And this is when you promote the next event. So after every presentation that you do, you must promote the next event. Very, very, people want to know what's next. It's one thing to see the information, be excited about it, but what is next? What's next is the next event. So what's the next step? If it makes sense to get paid on a bill you're going to pay for the rest of your life, enroll as an IBO. $299, $25 a month gives you your own company. Utilize our support system. What does that mean? You don't have to think of any original idea on how to market this. We have a system in place to help you do it. Participate in training. That is the most important part of what we do. If you're doing a presentation and you're doing a training right afterwards, let people know, hey, there's a training taking place right when I'm done. We're going to jump right into the details on how this works. All right, and then start acquiring a few customers. What I tell people is this, if you sign yourself up first for the service, you become a product of the product, using it yourself, saving money, happy with it, you can generally market it to other people. Now, when you're done that part, there are usually three types of people that see this. The first person says, thanks, but no thanks, it's not for me. If it's not for you, become a customer. You wanna always be closing. So if you don't wanna become a customer, don't wanna become an IBO, you can sign up for one of our services. You will help the person that invited you out, and you can feed a hungry child. All right. If you have questions, great. You know, come to the training. All your questions will be answered in the training. And the third type of person is someone that says, I'm ready to start. Excuse me. What do I do? How do I get started? We'll get you started right when we're done, right after the training or right after the presentation. We will get you started. Really simple. Now, here's the deal. The name of the game is to sort. So if you're in a meeting room and you're in a live presentation, there's a couple of questions you want to ask your guest. So I personally believe that people should always bring their guest to the speaker. And here's the question I always ask people. Do you see an opportunity for yourself? I usually get a yes. And then I'll say, when do you see yourself getting started? That's it. If someone says right now, then hey, let's sit down with them. Let's get them started right away. If someone says I'm having a money issue right now, then I'll immediately have them fill out a survey. Hey, why don't you become a customer for now and let John Doe know, when do you see yourself getting started? If they start hemming and hawing, immediately take them to become a customer. You don't. The mistake people make is someone says, I'm really excited about this. I don't have the money. And you wait for them to get the money. And a lot of times you will never, ever see them again. Has that ever happened to anybody here on this Zoom? You lost a golden opportunity because you heard what you wanted to hear, as opposed to saying, hey, they don't see it right now. They don't have it right now. Let me get them as a customer. Because the best representative sometimes is a satisfied customer, someone that's using it, someone that knows it works, someone that's saving money. I've had people call me and say, hey, man, you've been making money on me for 2 years. I'm ready to sign up. All right, so get them as a customer. You put the work and the time in to get them there. All right, get something out of the deal. But always, always, always promote the next event. We got it? All right, so again, less is more. You want to teach your team. Listen, every leadership meeting that we've done over the last 30 years, guys, we teach presenting. The more people you have presenting on your team, the bigger your net will be.